And so we now move into chapter 8, and this, I think, is one of the most wonderful chapters in the Bible. And he starts chapter 8 with, "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus." And I want us to start off with that. There is no condemnation. The analogy is a court, and the judge is there, and we are in the dock. And the judge does not say, "Not guilty." What the judge says is, "The penalty is paid. You are free to go." So when we accept Jesus as our Saviour, the penalty for our sins is paid. And God says, "You are free to go. There is no more condemnation." And so we go out in that freedom. And then we have the very things that I don't want to do, I find myself doing. And the things that I should do, I don't do. And this is, on Friday, this is the bit to the story now. So before I do that bit, let me then go on to what he talks about. In chapter 8, the verses that we read, but also all the way through from 1 to 17, if you read it all, you will find the word "spirit" written 17 times in 17 verses. And the Greek word for spirit is pneuma, it's breath. Right? It's where we get pneumonia from, and pneumothorax and so on. It's breathing, the spirit. 17 times in 17 verses. In the previous chapter, 7, pneuma is once. So it's not that this is consistent. It's now, after justification, he talks about the spirit. At the same time, in those 17 verses, 13 times, you have the word "flesh" or "body." And the Greek word used for those, and it's the same word, is sarx, S-A-R-X. And what it means is not "flesh, body" here. It means my will, my ego, my desires, me. Everything that is me. So what Paul is saying now is, I'm justified. There is no condemnation. I am free to go. The problem is, when I go, there is this battle, because it's still me. It's still my old self. And who will set me free from this body of sin? And then he uses sarx, the spirit, to say, that's the freedom. And I kind of can get that, but I come back to what I started with at the beginning. I find it difficult to picture the spirit, because it's got this word "breath" and so on. So I kind of get it intellectually, but not necessarily really with it. So now I go to Friday. Penny and I went to a meeting in Peterborough on Friday, which was actually about vulnerable people and the role of the church in helping vulnerable people. And they had several speakers there. And one man, who is a minister now at Holy Brompton Church in London, gave his kind of testimony. And basically, his, without going into it, his early life was a mess, and he ended up in prison. And he talks about coming out of prison. And what he's realized as his call is a ministry generally to people, but particularly to people coming out of prison. So he actually runs a church, but part of his work as well is a ministry to people coming out of prison. And what he was saying was, when you come out of prison, you're free to go. Right? The sentence is paid. You're free to go. And what do? They reoffend. Right? They go back. They say, oh, yes, great, thanks. You know, I'll be good now. But then they go back into the world and experience is many, many reoffend and go back to prison again. And so his ministry is to meet prisoners at the gate as they come out of prison. That's what they do. As they come out of prison, he goes there and says, any help that you need, whatever it is, here's my card, here's my phone number, just give me a call, etc. He's a helper to those coming out of prison. The Holy Spirit is called a helper. Jesus says, I will send you the helper. This man then went on, he gave a story, and I'll say the story because, again, you get the picture then. He said, I met a guy coming out of prison who's a great big guy, really, really strong, been in trouble, wanted help. And I said, okay, you know, I'll come alongside you in that. And I was talking to him, etc. Said, you need to go down to the, whatever it's called today. It used to be called the Dole office. You know, get your money and whatever. He says, go down there and... The guy went down there and, you know, a lady is across the screen and the lady started asking him all these questions and asking him to fill in all these forms. And the guy just got more and more angry and eventually stood up and punched the Perspex screen. Bang, smashed it. Police were called back to the police station and this guy gets the telephone call. So-and-so is in custody again for being violent. And what the helper was saying was, I didn't go with him. I wasn't there to help him. And the result was he kind of reoffended. So I went to the police. I said, look, I'll look after him, etc. So they released him into his care and said, okay, there's no charges this time. So he said, next time, when he's going down to the job centre, I went with him, and he said, I'm sat there alongside him, and all the things are happening again, asking the questions, the lady, etc., and the guy just, you know, can't do it. And the man said, I saw him getting angry, and I saw his hand begin to come up, and I was sat next to him, and he said, I just put my hand on his hand and pushed it down, and then held his knee. And suddenly I had a picture of the Holy Spirit, right? It began to be real, this idea of the helper coming alongside in the day-to-day life I have to live and just kind of saying, don't do that. Don't do that. Let me summarize in scripture what it says about the Holy Spirit, and you're going to get five C's for those that kind of like to remember things. It says, first of all, the Holy Spirit will convict us of our sin. Don't do that. That's wrong. You shouldn't have punched the screen. He will convict us of our sin. He will counsel us. He's the counselor. He will advise us on what is right to do. He will speak to us. He will comfort us. He's the comforter. But comforter is the kind of old use of the word, which is from the French com and fort, with strength. It's not soft. The comforter gives us strength. The Holy Spirit, the comforter, strengthens us to be able to deal with the challenges we face each day. The Comforter brings the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, that make us Christ-like. Our character becomes like the character of Christ. And lastly, the Comforter brings charisma, the Greek word, and charisma is gifts. So we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and those gifts are for the building up of the body. So five C's, but they start with convictors of our sin, counselors, advisors, strengthen us, and it's for that daily challenge of, am I going to live in the sarks, in my own strength, or am I going to live in the strength of the Spirit, the pneuma? Am I going to accept the helper that Jesus and God have sent to be with me day by day? And as I do that, I will become more Christ-like. And the gifts that he will give me are for building up of the body. Suddenly, I now have a picture of the Holy Spirit. I kind of see this man meeting me out of prison and coming alongside me and being there and giving me advice and telling me what to do and so on. And now the Holy Spirit is real. It's kind of identified with a person. So, to summarize, Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Jesus justifies us. We are free to go. He sends the Spirit, the Helper, to sanctify us, to make us holy, to make us Christ-like by being with us each day. Romans starts with no condemnation, free to go, justified. The whole of the chapter is about living in the Spirit, being sanctified day by day, walking with the Spirit. And the chapter ends with the famous verses, and I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, fears for today, worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. It begins with no condemnation, free to go, and ends with no separation. We will always be in God's love. And in the meantime, we're asked to walk in the Spirit. And in that way, we will minister and show that Jesus is alive.